All right, Doug. I gave you this great introduction, and we lost you. And doesn't it always work out that way? It's back to school Tuesday, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Did you have a good weekend?
Absolutely. Always good to have Labor Day weekend and the first day of school here back to back. Two of the best days of the year at the MEA.
Well, Doug, talk a little bit about who your members are.
MEA represents about 155,000 public school employees across the state. So teachers and other school support staff, bus drivers, secretaries, custodians, working with students. I mean, that's really the tie that binds amongst all of our members, is that these are people who are passionate about the students who are in our public schools and helping them succeed.
And I think it gets lost that you also represent college instructors, and I know you've had some challenges to work through at Eastern Michigan as well as Ferris. Where do we stand at those two institutions?
Well, Ferris is still negotiating. They chose to go back to work. They don't have a contract right now. And so that they are in classes. They've been in classes for a week and continue to have discussions with the university over a fair and equitable contract. So that's still in the works. But you're right. We do have about 10,000 higher education members across the state, including here in the Lansing area at Lansing Community College.
And I want you to talk a little bit about what your focus will be today as we're back to school. There's still a lot of school districts where there are some challenges for teachers and contracts.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, about half of the contracts across the state are unsettled right now. And that's really a function of the economic climate. But I think it's important to note that every single one of those school districts is back in school today. And the teachers and other school employees are focused on what's important today, and that's the students. That's making sure that they're getting the best quality education they can. School employees aren't averse to making sacrifices financially to make sure that school districts are functioning. And just in the past couple of years alone, 3 years, $1 billion in concessions. So that's there. But really, today is about the students. Today is about getting back to school, getting students back engaged. And in a lot of places, today is the first day on the job for a lot of new teachers coming into the profession because of the retirement incentive that happened last spring.
Doug Pratt is the communications director for the Michigan Education Association. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Doug, what is the MEA's role when you have challenges like was at one of the elementary schools in Williamston where they had a mold issue? How does the MEA, how do the teachers handle that?
Well, MEA's mission is pretty clear in terms of we believe that the learning conditions of students and the working conditions of employees are really one and the same. You can't have good learning conditions if you don't have good working conditions. So safety issues like that are incredibly important, and we'll be working with the school districts to make sure that buildings are safe, especially in these tough economic times when schools don't have the resources, potentially, to put into the maintenance that they should have. Be doing. A lot of school buildings across the state are in a pretty bad state of repair because of the decade-long budget crisis we're in, and that's why we're going to be so focused as we go into this fall on fixing our school funding system and really realistically doing that by electing people this fall who are willing to work with us and come up with some real solutions.
Doug, what is your, I guess, focus when you get involved in that beyond just electing school officials that will help you in that? Will you actually meet with those school districts, or how does that work?
You know, really, our involvement in elections and those kind of things is based entirely at the local level. So, you know, when we make recommendations for any office, it's the members of the MEA from that area who are making that decision and making that choice. And so it's really going to depend greatly on the local and on the school district. But, you know, we're really pleased that, you know, we have lots of good collaborative relationships going on across the state right now. In fact, one that you'll be hearing more about over the next couple of months is down in Adrian. where they've got the Adrian High School is on that poor performing schools list. And the administration of that school district and that high school, as well as our members, are working together to make sure that they succeed. It's not an adversarial situation like you hear about in so many other places. We're really proud of that, and we're going to keep pushing those kind of things.
Doug, I couldn't wait to talk with you because I recently had a conversation with a woman at a football game, and she asked me to bring this up the next time I spoke with you. And she said that she thought that teachers were overpaid to the extent that they only work 8 or 9 months a year, and that even though they do spend some of their own income for some school supplies, that a lot of those supplies aren't really related to the learning and to the teaching of the students, and that they could write those costs off. And I couldn't wait to ask you that question.
Yeah, okay, so there's a lot of things there, but let's start with the school year. You know, school employees work more than 8 or 9 months a year. So for starters, throughout the summer months, they're preparing for the new school year. And school employees don't work, teachers in particular, a typical 40-hour work week. And you include preparation, grading, meetings with parents. That work week looks more like 60 during the normal work year. And that 60 hours a week, week in, week out, throughout the extent of the school year. So that's one piece. When it comes to the pay, you're competing with other professionally trained fields. You need to look at accountants and nurses. Look at the pay that they're getting. And it's, frankly, teachers are underpaid when it comes to that. And if you ask the average Michigan voter, they're going to tell you the same thing. And when it comes to supply costs, look, the school employees can write off $250 on their federal taxes for supplies. When they're spending $1,000 a year on basics like paper and pencils and books, those are things that are integral to the learning process, not extras, as this lady would contend. So couldn't disagree more with her on pretty much every count.
And Doug, finally, before we let you go, I wanted to get the MEA's take on online learning. I'm sure you've heard that the Lansing School District has implemented a program for some of its students. And I wanted to get your take on online learning and its role in education.
You know, again, this is a pretty local issue because when you say online learning, it could mean dozens of different things. But here's the gateway question. Are highly qualified, certified teachers still working with those students day in, day out to help them master the material they're trying to cover? That's the question you have to ask, because the teachers are the best resource that students have. Just setting them down in front of a computer isn't going to cut it. But if you're using that technology to help further learning and teachers are involved with that, there's some merit there. But again, you got to have that conversation at the local level, and that's all about the relationship between the administration and the employees.
Should those certified teachers not only be there in the classroom as the online learning is occurring, but also administered by those folks with the online learning?
As a general statement, I'm going to say yeah. But again, it's going to vary. There are lots of really successful purely remote programs. That especially done by organizations like Michigan Virtual University that are worth looking at. But again, it's that involvement, be it hands-on or remotely, with a highly qualified, certified teacher that's really going to make the difference.
And anything else new and newsy going on in your MEA world?
We're going to be working real hard to make sure that Friends of Public Education get elected this fall, beginning with right at the top of the ticket and Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero.
All right, Doug, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.